Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the always cool jazz guitar cat, Will Sellenrod, with his cut Allegorical off his latest 2019 CD, Green Street Volume 1. So Will has earned a fast-growing reputation of being at the forefront of creative musicians in this modern New York City. He is known for his brilliant improvisations and his compelling melodic compositions, melding various styles, phrasings, and concepts of the jazz idiom with the raw elements that we've all gotten used to with soul, rock, and funk, and he creates a sound that is his very own. We caught up with him here at the show and talked to him about his new album and the world of music. This is what he had to say about his beginnings.
You know, my parents are both painters, and I started pretty late with music. It was always on in the guitar in the house. My parents really, loved classical music, so that was on a lot. But I kind of really rebelled against the whole painting art thing because, you know, they would always take me to openings and I would just be the only kid there and all these adults drinking wine and stuff. But I couldn't really escape it totally. There was a lot of music in the neighborhood and just in New York in general, always, of course.
So Will is the son of prominent New York City painters and was destined towards music at an early age. He was raised and immersed in the city's downtown arts and music culture, but he was able to focus all of his energies and talent towards the guitar. After being awarded numerous scholarships, he graduated from the New School University jazz program in 95, where he studied under jazz giants. And as they say in the world of music, the rest is history. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of grand guitar cats, from Will Matthews to Matt Hopper, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, strumming the best solo you may just dig. So the always cool, talented, and very prolific modern sax cat, Joshua Redman, a cat that defined the decade of the 90s. Here he is in 94 with the tune Mischief off his CD called Moonswing. And as we move into this track, have a listen to Will talk about the live music experience.
I remember being at the Vanguard, and it was just when Joshua Redman was kind of coming out, and he was playing there with Pat Metheny and Charlie Hayden and Billy Higgins. And I went down there, and that band sounded so good. I think it was from that Wish record. And I just remember seeing that and just being like, wow, I want to try and do that. So that was definitely an important moment for me, you know. My name is Will Felenrod. I'm a guitar player in New York City. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMito.
That was the Dublin-born jazz violin cat Gregory Harrington with the tune Summertime off his 2019 CD Without You. So this cat has had a successful international career as a soloist and is redefining what it means to be an artist and a violinist in this here 21st century. In fact, we caught up with him here at the show to talk about his life, and this was an interesting revelation.
I think that the violin is the closest thing you can have to a voice, the human voice. If you can, you know, make it sing and use it as a conduit to communicate with an audience, I think that's the first and foremost, the most important thing. Because if it's just purely technical, no matter what instrument you have, nobody's going to like it. So it has to come from your heart, from your soul.
It was in July of 2000 that he debuted at the Purcell Room of the Royal Festival Hall to critical acclaim, and he was a winner of the Artist International Competition in New York in 2003, and he's been all over the place, the Americas, Asia, Europe, and he has his own record label. From the always very powerful Canadian jazz trumpeter and band leader, I dig this cat, Maynard Ferguson, we go next. This is the tune Fire and Rain, that's how this cat lived, live in London in 1971. We dig it here on Neon Jazz.
Hi, everyone. My name is Greg Harrington, violinist. Anybody out there in New York, in Dublin, across the world, beautiful show. Joe's a fantastic host, and I would recommend listening to Neon Jazz Radio whenever you can dial in.
That was trumpeter and leader of the Kansas City-based outfit, the River Cow Orchestra, Mr. E.E. Pointer. That was the band's tune Space Cops off their latest 2019 CD, The Intergalactic Love Men. So E.E. was born, raised, and schooled in Missouri with great parents and a brother and a sister, all artistic people who lent a lot of their time and love to him getting into what he got into. So E.E. started playing the keyboard at the age of 5 and the trumpet by 10. He was a music teacher for many, many years, and now he is full-time making the music. And as always, we always did catching up with E.E., and we just did that recently. And he nailed the essence of the band in this quote. Have a listen.
You know, not only do we do free improvisation, but we're actually doing free composition, you know. It's just not the solos that are improvised. It's the form, the keys, the balances, the blends, you know, the tempo, everything is just sort of thrown up in the air to see what happens.
So let's get one more from River Cow. Man, I really dig these cats. This is one of the KC bands that's local that we are lucky to have in this town. And as we get into the 2013 tune Brindle off the CD Grinder, let's hear E.E. again extol the virtues of this large outfit.
It's going to be something that you've never heard before, for sure. And we combine, in essence, we combine jazz and blues and rock and funk and ballads and, you know, we combine so many different things on the fly that if someone wants a really true improvisation experience. E.E. Pointer, Catch Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented modern-day sax cat, Dr. Ted Ross Avery, with the 2019 tune After the Rain off the 2019 CD, A Night for John Coltrane. And it's always that. His commanding presence on and off the stage reflects his musical ingenuity and all the skills he has. This Oakland, California native had parents who exposed him to a wide range of music, including traditional Eastern and Western African music, soul rock, and jazz. At 10, his father started him with classical guitar lessons, and he was jolted by the sound of John Coltrane's giant steps. And he switched to the saxophone at 13. And as a testament to his young promise, the great Wynton Marsalis purchased him a saxophone. And at 17, he won a full scholarship to go to the Berklee College of Music in Boston. And that right there, my friends, is a wondrous jazz bio. From the New York-based jazz pianist Kevin Harris, playing a distinctive combination of traditional and contemporary music the way we like to mix this show up around here, we give you his take on Autumn Serenade, his latest 2019 offering called Dedicated to You, as we keep on keeping on.
Autumn with her serenade, melodies, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Stars were clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the flow that time cannot fade. When I hear that lovely autumn serenade, we'll be right back. until October wanders by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel a glow that time cannot fade. When I hear that lovely autumn serenade, serenade, autumn serenade, autumn, autumn serenade.
Hello, this is Derek Freeman from New Orleans, originally from Houston, the founder of Soul Brass Band. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I could say I was, but I ain't the only one.
That was the talented modern outfit known as the Soul Brass Band, led by frontman Derek Freeman, with the tune How Far We Come off their 2019 CD called Levels. So this band is exactly what it needs to be, a great New Orleans brass band steeped in the tradition that also plays the perfect party. Day after day in New Orleans, this all-star lineup is called upon for its top flight interpretation of all of the songs you dig. And we caught up with them here at the show recently, and Derek talked about what the older cats taught him. It's interesting.
Older cats, and they taught me the way, like, and they weren't, like, nobody sugarcoated anything, and everybody was very frank with me, and it was hard at first, because New Orleans, now it's way different. Like, back then, it was harder as an outsider.
So one of the big influences on Derek was the great Chick Corea. Here he is with his electric band. This was his phase of life that influenced many people. As we get into the 1986 tune All Love, listen to Derek explain.
It is at the Arena Theater in Houston, the Chick Corea electric band with Eric Marienthal was on sax and Frank Dembali on guitar. John Patti Tucci on bass, and of course Dave Weckl. And you know, as a 14-year-old drummer, like, Dave Weckl was like God. and we met him in Chick Corea, and them signed our book, and John Patti Tucci and Dave Weckl signed our book, so I remember that vividly.
Again, that was one of the biggest names in all of jazz history. He's still around, and he's still prolific, Chick Corea with All Love. And speaking of, I took last week off for the first time in about 8 years of doing this show. And as we wrap up show 606, I have a tune for you. My wife Amanda and I were supposed to go to New Orleans for our honeymoon, but Mother Nature had other plans. And it was a Bob Ross happy accident. We ended up in Colorado and played in the Garden of the Gods and Pikes Peak and beyond. So in honor of that, I bring you the final track from this Colorado trek from the Colorado Jazz Trio. This is their take on Steve Coon's great tune, The Saga of Harrison Crab Feathers. They did this track back in 2014, and it's done very well. And before we get into our closing thoughts, thanks for all the love you showed before, during, and after the big wedding, 7/13/19. And here's the chance, love, and happy accidents. And it's with that that we thank you for having the happy accident of bumping into us here at Neon Jazz and listening to one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the best man I could have asked for at that wedding altar, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. We dig you, and we want your stories, and we want your feedback. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.